Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 21, "For at that time there will be great tribulation, such as has not occurred from the beginning of the world until now, nor shall by any means ever occur." Today, on Life Study of the Bible, we're going to be looking at the great tribulation that our Lord Jesus referred to. And with us to discuss it is Francis Ball. Welcome back to the program, Francis.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's always good to be here.
Francis, we have our hands full today. I think it's safe to say we're touching a lot of giant topics in the theological realm. And we really pray that the Lord will grant us a clear way to bring these matters to our listeners, along with, of course, the utterance of Witness Lee.
I surely hope so, too, because this is not an easy subject, not an easy message we're on today.
Well, specifically in our life study, we have come to chapter 9, actually the last verse in chapter 8, and then into chapter 9. But the message today, I think, to get a good grip on it, our listeners need to have some foundation in some other portions of Scripture, particularly a little bit in Matthew 24, which we just read a portion from a verse there, and also in the book of Daniel, because much of this matter in Revelation related to the Great Tribulation, this period that, you know, is so much of interest to, I would say, believers and even unbelievers alike, but it's based upon the prophet Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks that were revealed in his book. In Matthew chapter 24, the Lord gives us a key to unlocking this matter when he says in verse 15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him who reads understand." Francis, I really hope that today we would be those with our listeners who read and understand what Daniel spoke of. Give us a brief overview, if you would, of the 70 weeks that Daniel spoke about and how the final 3.5 years of this age are seen there and become this period called the Great Tribulation.
Well, if we look in Daniel chapter 9, Chris, we can see that there are 70 weeks there that are determined upon the people of God, which are the people of Israel. And that period of time is what is referred to as 70 weeks of years. So this prophecy really spreads over a period of 490 years. And it's divided into 69 weeks, and then there's a final week. Those first 69 weeks have to do with the rebuilding of Israel in the first 49 years. And then a long period of time between that time, which is referred to as ending when the Messiah is cut off. Right. That has a reference to the crucifixion of Christ. Right. From that time to the picking up of the 70th week is that long period of suspension. Then you have an end, which is the end of this age that we're in. And that end is the last week. That's the last 7 years. And many people think that those last 7 years are the Great Tribulation. But actually, this is not so accurate. The last 3.5 years is really what can be called the Great Tribulation, when God will come not in grace, but he will come in judgment.
Right. Francis, let's just do a very quick review of these 70 weeks for our listeners. It was prophesied by Daniel in chapter 9, as you said, a period total of 490 years. The first 49 years were segmented or determined by the rebuilding of the city in Jerusalem. At that point, then, the next 62-week period, where 476 years began, and that was concluded when Messiah was cut off, a clear reference to the crucifixion. So up until that time, 69 of the 70 weeks had been concluded. But the clock at that point stops, in a sense. This 70-week period is suspended. We'll go back to Daniel's prophecy now in verse 27. "And he shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week." The "he" there is a reference to the Antichrist, yet to appear on the scene. "But he will make a firm covenant with many for 1 week." The "many" there, of course, is the nation of Israel. and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. This taking place in the midst of this last week really is the period that we refer to as the Great Tribulation. And there's, as you mentioned, a lot of misunderstanding about this. We'll see, I think, clearly today, before we're through, that the tribulation really refers to this last 3.5-year period. Let's join Witness Lee with our life study message today.
The fifth trumpet. This is the first part of the Great Tribulation. Now, to say the Great Tribulation will be 7 years, that is not so accurate. In the first half of the 7 years, it will not be a tribulation. In the first half of the 7 years, Antichrist will be still gold. In Daniel chapter 9 says, the Antichrist will confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, in the midst, half past, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. At the middle of the 7 years, he will stop the Jews to worship God. He will stop the Jews to offer sacrifices to God. Then he will put up the abomination. According to Revelation, that will be his image put up or set up as an idol in the temple. Now, we turn to Matthew 24, verse 15. You all know this is a chapter by the Lord Jesus on this matter of great tribulation. Verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet in chapter 9 of his book, by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. When ye shall see the abomination of desolation, that is, the idol, shall stand in the holy place. When will this be? Not at the beginning of the 7 year. It will be at the middle of the 7 year. This is the time that the Antichrist will set up the abomination in the temple. Not at the beginning of the 7 years, but at the middle. Then you read verse 21. For then shall be the great tribulation. 15 tells us you have to see as a sign, what sign? That the Antichrist will set up the abomination of desolation. That is the idol. Then verse 21 says, then shall be the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. In the middle, the Antichrist changes his mind and turns the age into the great tribulation. The great tribulation will start from the middle of the 7 years when Antichrist will set up the idol in the temple.
Francis, we talked about Daniel's 70 weeks in the introduction today, but I think it's important to see the Great Tribulation clearly begins when the Antichrist has a change of mind and breaks his covenant with Israel. Say a little more about Antichrist here, setting up his image as the trigger point that really begins the final 3.5 years, the Great Tribulation.
Well, this whole period of time of these 70 weeks, as we saw clearly, will be the time when Antichrist will be on the scene, but he will make an agreement with the Jewish people. That first half of the 7 years, he will be very friendly to the Jews, but after the first 3.5 years, he will change his mind, and he will turn to set himself up as God. And he'll even set an image of himself up in the temple and command and order people to worship him as God. That's the turning point, and that's the beginning of the Great Tribulation. So we need to be aware of this because we are not going to be fooled by this Antichrist coming on the scene. It's not like he suddenly comes in to make an end of everything and try to stop people. He really comes in as a marvelous solution to a lot of problems. And this will fool many, many people. And he will make an agreement with the Jewish people to make them free to worship in their way and so on. But at the end of that first 3.5 years, he will change, and he will even set up himself and put an image of himself even in the temple. Can you imagine? There will be such a time, and people will be deceived even to worship that beast.
Francis, as we go on in these messages, Witness Lee, of course, gave the life study of Revelation in 1976, and he points out that by that time he had been studying these matters over 50 years. Of course, by the time he went to be with the Lord in 1997, another 20 years plus had gone by. So 70 years of his life, he studied these matters, and he spoke with much feeling about what it was like in that period of time to see the situation in Israel come together, in the Middle East. The stage is really set. Points of interest on the earth are really still focused right there. And here will be one who comes to make peace and will make peace. And this will gain the hearts of all of the inhabitants of the earth, really, except those who have been enlightened to see the truth. So yes. These matters are very critical to us, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We need to know the Bible.
Well, let's go back to Witness Lee. We're going to talk about this fifth trumpet in Revelation chapter 9 and how it signals the beginning of the Great Tribulation.
Now, we can talk about the fifth trumpet. The Great Tribulation will start when Satan will be cast down from heaven to the earth. This is clearly mentioned in chapter 12. In the fifth trumpet, you have two things. Number one, Satan will be cast from the heaven to the earth. And number two, there is a king of these devilish, demon-possessed locust. And who is this king? This is that beast. And that beast, the Antichrist, will come out of that beast. Two figures will come together. One, who is Satan, will come from the heaven to the earth. And the other, who is the beast, the Antichrist, will come up from that beast. One is a devilish spirit, and the other is a devilish man. The two will meet to collaborate together to do the damage to the humankind as much as they can. So this will be the time of the Great Tribulation. There will be the Great Tribulation. Something more serious, something more severe than the six seals and the first four trumpets. All these calamities, all these judgments do not directly damage man, but indirectly. God touched the earth. God touched the sea. God touched the rivers. God touched the heavenly hosts, the sun, the moon, and the stars. God hasn't touched people directly. That may be considered as a preparation for the Great Tribulation to come. It seems God comes in to damage the earth, to damage the heavens, to damage the sea, the rivers, on which man lives, as a warning to man. But still God hasn't touched man yet. All the calamities are on the earth, the heaven, and so forth, not on men directly. But listen to this. You read it. When the fifth trumpet comes, my goodness, that damage touches man. By what? An army of locusts. These locusts were mentioned by Joel too. Now Joel told us that God will send an army of locusts. Satan, he will have the key to open the beast, to release all those demon-possessed locusts. And at the same time, the Antichrist, the beast, will be released from the beast also, to be the king of the locust army, to do one thing, just to damage human beings for 5 months. The torment would be so high, to such a standard, people would rather die. than to live. Yet, today, people always like to get death away. But death always comes. But by then, people would expect death. But death would not come. This is the great tribulation. Yet, this is the start. This is only first womb.
Well, Francis, we're now seeing the Great Tribulation defined a little more specifically. It starts with the first woe of the fifth trumpet and these demon-possessed locusts that torment man for 5 months. Prior to this, there were many supernatural calamities, and prior to that, there were some natural disasters that we've read about and talked about. But none of them, either the natural or the supernatural, had yet affected mankind directly. But now, we see Satan coming from the heavens to damage mankind on the earth. And then the beast, Antichrist, comes up from the abyss to damage mankind. So the Great Tribulation, unlike these other calamities that preceded it, will see mankind on earth attacked from both above and below. This really will be a time unlike any other, won't it?
It certainly will. This is something I feel we really need to take seriously, not in the way of fear so much as in the way of realization that God is going to judge this earth, and the enemy, Satan, is going to be cast out of heaven, and the Antichrist will come up from the abyss, and the joining of these two as one to damage mankind will be a kind of tribulation we never could dream of. But it's revealed in the Bible that there will be such a time. It's preceded, of course, as we saw, by the damage that will be done to the earth, be done to the sea, be done to the rivers, and be done even to the heavenly bodies. But those are kind of a warning of what's coming, because that last 3.5 years will be a time of very much suffering that will even reach man to the depth.
Of course, God's people have experienced periods of tremendous suffering throughout history. Obviously, in this century even, we have a very vivid portrait of some tremendous evil done to the remnants of God's people. But nothing will compare to this 3.5-year period. As you said, we're not presenting this in order to scare or frighten people, but we really want to be those who are enlightened by the Lord and take the warning that is available. Well, let's go on. I wish we had more time to get into these details. Let's look at verse 13 in chapter 8. Which really announces this beginning. He says, "And I saw and heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth because of the remaining trumpet sounds of the three angels who are about to trumpet." Three woes listed, Francis, in this terrible time. Let's rejoin Witness Lee right now.
After the first four trumpets, at the end of chapter 8, you have one verse, verse 13, that says, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth because of the remaining sounds of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to trumpet." The following three trumpets are three woes. These are the great tribulation. And the first woe will be the fifth trumpet. And the second woe will be the sixth trumpet. And then the last woe will be a part that will be the seven bowls of the seventh trumpet. With the last three trumpets, there will be a woe with each one. Woe, woe, woe. So it mentioned this is the first woe and the second woe is coming. Now, after the second woe, it said, this is the second woe, another woe is coming. It's serious. It's solemn. These are the woes that constitute the great tribulation. The great tribulation is not that long, but only 3.5 years. The sixth seal plus the first four trumpets are just a kind of a preparation for humankind to suffer the great tribulation, which consists of three woes. And that will be the hour of trial, which will fall upon all the dwellers of this earth. If you are going to stay away from that trail, you have to be taken away from this earth. So the Lord promised the church at Philadelphia that the Lord would take them out of that hour. I will keep you out of the hour of trail that will come upon all the dwellers on this earth. So what? It is no joke. Don't talk the Lord's coming so lightly. Don't talk the rapture of the saints so lightly. We must see clearly from the pure word that we need to be mature. We need to be mature that we may be ready for him to take us out of this earth. Then whatever will be happening on this earth, it has nothing to do with us. Praise the Lord. There is such a way of escape.
Praise the Lord, there is such a way of escape.
Amen.
I appreciate how he closed his message today,
I like
Francis.
That too.
Maybe you would develop for us this promise that he gave to the church in Philadelphia in Revelation 3:10. It says, "Because you have kept the word of my endurance, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial which is about to come on the whole inhabited earth to try them who dwell on the earth."
Well, it is wonderful to see that there is a promise amidst all of this that we've seen about the Great Tribulation. I really believe, Chris, we shouldn't just take this lightly. We need to ask ourselves, where will I be in the Great Tribulation when that takes place? His intention is to rapture us to the heavens. But in order to be raptured to the heavens, this promise is to the church in Philadelphia, who had a little strength and were faithful. And if we are those people, then we can count on it, that we can be raptured before that great day of the tribulation. It's a matter of us being mature and being caught up to be with the Lord in the rapture rather than being left here under the suffering of the persecution and the tribulation.
Well, this has been a frequent topic of our life study as we've gone through Revelation. And before that, really, when we were in the life study of Matthew, we saw this principle again and again, and we have presented it faithfully to our listeners. Many have called, and we've had the opportunity to fellowship on this point. We do want to be those who are able to be spared and gain this escape that he promised to the church in Philadelphia. There are so many details here. When Witness Lee was giving these messages, often he would spend 20 or 30 minutes just on one of the small points that he really felt like needed to be developed. Of course, on the radio, we don't have that luxury, and oftentimes we have to cover things in a very quick way, and they can be complicated. So I think it's very important that at the end of these programs, we refer our listeners to the tremendous resources that we have available that will help them in their study. These points in Revelation, Francis, you really can't get into in a light way and come away with a much of an understanding, can you?
Right. That is certainly right.
Of course, the best resources that we know of to recommend to you, the Life Study of Revelation in its four volumes, the Recovery Version of the New Testament, and even the outline in the Recovery Version of Revelation is a tremendous asset to see a lot of these points. And then, of course, there are the pages and pages of explanatory footnotes that develop all of these points. One of the things that you get in the Recovery Version is a chart that combines the 70 weeks of Daniel with the book of Revelation and really lays all of these things out in color and with some good description and all of the references, all of the verses laid out. The chart is in the back of the Recovery Version. Thank you for listening today, and please join us again for Francis Ball. This is Chris Wilde.